God, the power of God's Word.
This is David Michael with your Power Scripture of the Week. This week we continue in our series on what is referred to as the Sermon on the Mount, which is found in Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 to 10. Now, in this Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gives us a list of 8 blessings that have become known as the Beatitudes. Today we'll look at the 6th saying on the list, and Jesus says, "Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God." Well, the pure heart, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked." Now, sure, many people have tried to purify their hearts in their own ways. Some do this through a life of self-denial. Others have tried living in solitude or permanent silence or through celibacy. Some even go as far as hurting themselves, all in the name of holiness. But first of all, these things are not biblical. And secondly, it will never result in a pure heart. The truth is, no one's heart is 100% pure. We all desire and have desired wicked things. So then, if that's the case, what good is the saying of Jesus if no one's heart is pure? Well, the Bible tells us that God has a plan to help us be holy in thought, word, and deed. In Romans 8, verse 29, God tells us that he wants to, quote, conform us in the image and likeness of his Son. In other words, when we completely and truly surrender ourselves to Christ Jesus and put our entire faith and trust in him, God will regenerate us and give us a brand new nature. We become a new creation in Christ. In Ezekiel chapter 36, God says, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and I will put my spirit within you." And to that I will add Galatians chapter 2, where Paul says, "It is no longer I that live, but it is Christ that is living in union with me." You see, it's through this union and the infilling of the Holy Spirit where these changes of the heart begin. And lastly, this beatitude tells us that if we are pure in heart, then we will see God. Well, of course we will see God in heaven, but I believe Jesus means right now. But not with the natural eye, but through the spiritual. The pure in heart will see God's glory manifested in many ways. They will see God at work in their lives. And it's important that I also add this, that it is on us to nurture and feed that pure heart. The more of our new spirit that takes over and the more that that old heart dies and that pure heart takes its place, the more of God we will see. If you have any questions, thoughts, or comments, please feel free to email me at logicandfaith@yahoo.com. This has been your Power Scripture of the Week. Until next time, this is Dave signing out.